Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
It's 7:44, heading straight to London with Mr. Adam Gilchrist. Happy 2022. I know it's corny. We're already past the halfway mark in January. How are you doing, Adam?
I think we can probably just about get away with it,
just
can't
today,
we?
Yeah, I'm
very
today.
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you had a wonderful break.
Yes, feels like a long time ago. And it's, I think for a lot of people as well, you get to this stage, you think, it's a long time since I got paid as well.
Okay. So, in South Africa, we call January, as in worry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's about 164 days long, basically. Okay, so let's get into it. Yeah.
We've got the extra thing as well. We've got, all the heating bills, which are all going up with this enormous price hike that happens in a week or two. So we've got all that as well. Although I suppose you might have a bit of aircon, maybe. I don't know. It's swings and roundabouts.
Indeed. Indeed they are. Speaking of swings and roundabouts, it doesn't pay to be a president of Haiti at all.
No. And interesting that this plot, we knew it was a plot, but we didn't know quite who was involved. And it's absolutely,
right.
I mean, the plot is thickening, all right, with the murder of President Jovenel Moïse. You may remember it was July last year, wasn't it? Gunmen stormed the presidential residence in Port-au-Prince and shot him dead. And here we are now, 6 months on, pretty much. And a former Haitian senator, John Joel Joseph, has been arrested in Jamaica. There are claims that he may have helped plan the assassination and supplied weapons, though not actually pulled the trigger. There have been a number of arrests in Haiti as well of Haitians. But the FBI in America has also arrested a former Colombian military officer, Mario Palacios, in connection with all of this. So we've got this sort of cross-border conspiracy involving, obviously, Haiti, Jamaica, Colombia, the United States. There is the possibility of drugs and drug money at the root of this. But also, in the course of this, death threats have been made to the police in Haiti who are investigating it.
Whoa.
So, it's a tangled web, all right.
And interesting, I mean, the incumbent president, Ariel Henry, has kind of been touted as potentially having links to some of the people who were involved in Moïse's assassination and having faced his own assassination attempt just now, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the trouble is, of course, yes, that there is quite a lot of rumour and whisper.
Right, but not necessarily fact,
expect.
Yes.
If your premier was assassinated, I mean, people still whisper about JFK, for goodness
this
sake. So,
true.
Yeah, with this, it seems some of the whispers are certainly genuine.
Yeah. Jamaica, Colombia, US, I do see it. Well, at least two of those countries, I can see why drugs would come up as a potential. All right. And in Tonga, really sad. The climate crisis is coming at us in headlines week after week. And I hope we're paying attention to what these weather systems are saying to us.
Yeah. Well, in this case, though, it's a volcanic eruption, isn't it? So I don't know if that's linked to it. It probably doesn't help, generally speaking, as well, with a pandemic, because there are some Pacific Island nations who've obviously had coronavirus, but not in quite the same way. So, unfortunately, if you get a disaster, the world comes to help. They bring with them the virus, potentially. We'll see what happens. I mean, at this stage, I mean, I looked on a map, and you have to do a lot of scrolling in to find Tonga, and you go, oh, my word, it really is out there in the middle of the Pacific. It's a long way from lots of places. I think it's sort of 700-800 kilometers from Fiji, which is kind of the next place we might know. But after this volcanic eruption and tsunami, there's certainly damage done, though we know communication systems are down, phone lines are down, power lines are down, 80,000 people affected, it is thought. And this is all an estimate because New Zealand has sent an Air Force plane over Tonga. They're also sending a ship to try and help to the Tongan capital. But the fact is that the photos that have emerged do show waves coming in not quite the same way that we might remember from that terrible Boxing Day tsunami, but still destructive. And ash falling as well. Indeed, there are some talking about a moonscape on the island of Tonga, which is weird when you think about the South Sea Islands in the middle of the Pacific. News is slow to come out, but there are certainly concerns about what all of this may have done to it. Also, at one stage over the weekend, the tsunami warning, not just Tonga, but Fiji, Japan, New Zealand, and America's West Coast, there were some alarm bells ringing, weren't there?
Correct, in terms of potential impact. Frightening indeed. Mm. Let's hope people will be safe. And then to being an island king, which I imagine is not the island of Tonga in this particular case, what's that all about?
I like this idea. Maybe it's the power monger in me or something. Anyway, you get to be landlord of a pub. They're advertising the job now. It's a lovely 300-year-old pub off the coast of Cumbria in northwest England. It's a little island. It's only 50 acres large, so it's a pretty small island. You have a pub, the ruins of an ancient castle, and a campsite, and a ferry goes backwards and forwards. So in summer months, you certainly do get an influx. In winter months, not so many, but you know, your own company will be enough, I'm sure. But in becoming landlord of this pub, or, quote, custodian of the island, you have conferred on you the title of king or queen, which is called Peel Island, which is just fabulous. To be king or, I mean, a genuine king or queen, and I'm not quite sure you get to go and take tea with other kings and queens as a result of it. But the ancient tradition is that the new pub landlord is crowned king or queen in a ceremony of uncertain origin, but they reckon going back several hundred years. You sit in an ancient chair, wearing an ancient helmet, holding a sword, and alcohol is poured over your head. I'm beginning to get blurry visions of my stag night. I'm wondering if maybe I am king of Peel.
I mean, I'm just sitting here. I mean, you said an ancient chair. I just saw Goldilocks. And then you said the sword. I was like, oh, my God, Arthur and the King's Stone. It's too much. It's too interesting.
It's all in there somewhere, kids. Yeah.
Exactly. Fascinating stuff. I wonder, the one thing that you did mention is the only benefit I would see to it is that, you know, if I am actually named the king of this island and then I suddenly am in the protocol level of every other head of state... You know, I would do this, get the alcohol dumped on my head so that I could say, okay, fine, now I'm sitting eye to eye. Hi, you know, Macron, I'd like to have a word as a peer, you know.
Yeah, but you get wrapped up in the whole thing. You know, one moment you're king of Peel Island, the next moment you're stepping back from your royal duties and going and living on the other side of the world. I mean, you know, becoming a royal is fraught, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, give and take. Thanks a lot, Adam. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Always a pleasure. Wonderful
Thank
to be back
having.
And hear your voice. Adam Gilchrist there with your worldview from London.